Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Thursday to you. And I say that and I mean that. A tremendous Thursday to you. We have so much show. We have a ton of program, and I'm not sure how we slam it all into 3 hours. So let me get started. I will do my very best. Listen, what you want to do is you want to get through right now. Well, you want to get through right now unless you want to save it for the beef segment. Open phones in hour number one, 1-800-636-8686. In terms of the beef segment, let me jump ahead to that. It's at 1040. 1040 today. You can beef about anything you want at 1040. The reason we're doing that is it's opening day, officially. So if it's officially opening day, it is officially marking the return of the legend, Sean Casey, the mayor. Maybe the best guy I know. I mean, all hyperbole aside, maybe the best guy I know. The beloved mayor, Sean Casey. It's a jungle tradition. He always comes in for opening day. We have him at the top of hour number two. So, Case, top of hour two. What's your beef? 1040. The big head, James Kelly, at 11. Sweet 16 bets. Kelvin Sampson, head coach of Houston, 1120. So we've got all of this to get to, plus some topics I want to hit, and I want to get you in here. Don't waste any time. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to hit me up on the X platform, do it. At Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveAtake.com. And we did not push out an episode of the Jim Rome podcast yesterday because we had a scheduling conflict. We will try again today. Ep 307. With quarterback guru Jordan Palmer. So look for that a little bit later on. Big, big day. Get on the phones, hit me up. Because it's a beef day, you could get through twice with a non-beef and then a beef. It's only been done a couple of times. Try it. You should aim for that. That's a good goal. And Alvy hit another prize pick yesterday. So he's on one. It's officially a streak. We will hit that again later today. All right, so we finally made it. We finally made it, baseball fans. It is finally opening day. The real opening day. Not the fake opening day that happened in the middle of the night halfway around the world. You know it's the real opening day when Sean Casey is going to show up in the jungle. And Case is going to show up in the jungle. Because baseball makes its real return in real MLB parks all over the country today. So I want to talk about that big return. Except it's not necessarily the big return that you think I want to talk about. I do want to talk about that. But there's another big return that I want to hit on off the top. A big Philly return. But again, not the Philly return that you might be thinking that I'm going to hit on. Opening day in Philly has already been postponed, so technically baseball is not returning to Philly today. However, there was a big Philly return. I know, a little confusing. Speaking of confusing, the Philly return and the way I laid it out was somewhat confusing. The guy involved in the return is way more confused. See, what it should have been was a joyous, uplifting return. Instead, it was pretty much the exact opposite of that. Because by now, you have probably realized and figured out I'm talking about the return of the beard. Of course, Philly fan was not exactly hyped to see the big dude. And why would they be? Why would it surprise anybody anywhere that they were unhappy to see James Harden? Why would anybody be surprised by that? Philly fan is not happy unless he or she is unhappy. And you knew they'd be even more happy than they normally are when they saw the beard roll up on them. Of course they hate that guy. Considering he blew in there for a season and a half to allegedly make them a contender, and then when they did not contend, and he was horrendous in the playoffs, like he pretty much always is, then he gets into a huge public feud with the president of basketball ops over a new max deal that he thought he was guaranteed. And then the next thing you know, when he didn't get what he wanted, he did what he always does. He bounces. I know you all remember all of this. I know you all remember him going at Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey is a liar, and I would never be a part of an organization that he's a part of. Let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I would never be a part of an organization that he's a part of.
A fat suit. As bad as the audio is, we heard you the first time. This dude's like, let me say it again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization with him ever again. Only thing missing from that is Daryl Morey is a liar and a felon. And I got nothing to hide, so come on over, please.
You are a felon!
Usually that type of exit does not leave the home fans with the warmest feelings in the world. Generally, that's not the kind of stint that gets you inducted into the team's Ring of Honor or gets your jersey retired or gets you the key to the city, especially that city. And it sure as hell is not going to get you a warm welcome when you return. Of course, this dude got booed unmercifully last night. That would happen in any town. Any town, but especially that town. Now, bear with me. I know it sounds like I'm wasting a lot of time on this because it's so obvious. It's so basic. Believe me, I know this is obvious, and I know this is basic, and I know that everybody knew this was going to happen. Everybody except the beard, for some reason. So what I'm trying to do here is help the beard out because he seemed a little confused about his ass getting booed all night long. Even if it's not remotely confusing to anybody else on this planet. Now, credit where credit is due, because the Clippers did find a way to win that game. They did barely scrape by 1 point against the Embiid-less Sixers. And the fat suit did dish out 14 dimes, even though he was just 6 of 15 from the floor. But he got Alvy and I paid. And if you listened to Alvy and I yesterday, you got paid. Prize Pick Show. No Sharks. No Crazy League. The Clippers did win the game, and they needed that win. And I'm not going to ignore that part, especially given how badly they've been playing of late. However, I'm also not going to ignore the part where after the game, the beard stood in front of reporters and was acting like he had no idea whatsoever why Philly fan hates him and was booing him.
I mean, I expected it. I really don't know what it was about, but I expected it. So it is what it is. I don't even know why they were booing. I don't think. If you ask them, they probably don't know why they were booing.
I mean, how many ways can you contradict yourself in 10 seconds? I expected it. I don't know what it's about. If you ask them, they probably don't know why they were booing. I mean, dude, which is it? Did you expect it, or are you confused by it? It can't be both. You said both, but it can't be both. And for the record, why would you expect to be booed if you also think they have no reason to boo? You don't know what it's about.
I really don't know what it was about.
Really, bro, you don't know what it's about. You really don't know what it's about. I believe there's a meme of you rolling your eyes that fits that statement perfectly. You don't know what it's about.
I don't even know why they were booing. I don't think.
You don't know why they're booing, and you don't think they know why they're booing. You didn't actually say that, did you? I didn't hear that. Philly fan may not know everything, but Philly fan always knows why they're booing. Why don't you go ask one of them why they're booing? I guarantee not only will they have an answer, they may actually try to fight you. It's hard to get behind this dude, honestly. It's hard to get behind this dude, but it's impossible to understand this dude. It's impossible to understand what he doesn't understand right here. And I know there's a whole lot of you who want to run up in here and yell at me. Hey, Rome, it's just Philly fan. Philly fan is crazy. Philly fan hates everything. First of all, Philly fan is not hate everything. For instance, they love slinging D-cells. They don't hate that. They love chucking batteries. There's one example. Yes, they might be a little crazy, but in the best way, most of the time. But let me tell you about Philly fan. Let me tell you what they're not. Philly fan is not stupid. Philly fan may smash horse pie Sandoz, yes, but they do it for a reason. That's how they get down. That's how they celebrate a championship. They're not just randomly climbing up Criscoed light poles. They do so with intention. They do so for a reason. The reason they're climbing up greased light poles is they are celebrating victories and championships. They're climbing up greased light poles with intention and hammer tossing empty vodka bottles as well. They know why they're doing that. They like doing that. They don't hate everything. But I'll tell you what they do hate. Harden and his act. Just like they know exactly why they're booing him, and so does everybody else. It might have a little something to do with the beard bailing on that team after turning down a $35.6 million option coming off a playoff series where he scored 0 combined points in the fourth quarter of games 5, 6, and 7. And then even after that, turned down a $35.6 million option. Then demanded a trade, then publicly eviscerated the team president and acted like you ripped him off financially yourselves, Philly fan, when he had $35 million sitting right there on the table. Is that enough reasons? Beard, does that clear anything up? Philly fan, let me know if I left anything out. Did I miss anything as to why you were booing him and you hate him? And if that weren't a goofy enough take from the fat suit, this might be even better. The part where he acts like Philly actually owes him something because he did them such an enormous favor.
Obviously, people always have a commentary on it or their side or an opinion just because they're outside looking in. But, you know, for me personally, I felt like I did everything I needed to do in the sense of the year prior, you know what I mean, taking myself off the max to help the team get better for this city, you know what I mean, and for myself, obviously, but to win a championship. So things didn't work out. I wanted to get paid. They weren't talking. So, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, dude, come on. You didn't do anything for the city. I mean, give me a break.
Come on.
Now, at least you immediately caught yourself by adding, quote, and for myself. Obviously, I did everything for the city. Oh, and for myself.
And for myself, obviously, but.
Obviously, for myself. And it is obvious because this is who you are and this is what you always do. You always do for yourself, obviously. Essentially, at this point of your career, that's what you're now best known for. Doing for yourself, obviously. Oh, and owning a fat suit and not being afraid to rock it and weaponize it. Beard, stop. Stop acting like Philly fan owes you money. Stop acting like the entire world owes you everything. Stop acting like you've done no wrong and that everybody has done you wrong. Come on, man. Like you've had a perfect career. You've been a perfect citizen. You have never abandoned any situation when it didn't go your way and you didn't get what you want. Nobody not named you believes anything flying out your pie hole. It's not even like you patched things up with the guy running the Sixers, too. In fact, he made it pretty clear last night that he still hates Daryl Morey and that he will always hate Daryl Morey.
You think someday that you and Daryl will patch things up?
No.
No?
Hell no.
No. No, hell no. I mean, fair enough. But I would say that the same thing applies to Philly fan. Philly fan, tell me if I'm wrong. But here's how I'm guessing you would answer some of those questions. Hey, Philly fan, do you miss the beard?
Hell no.
Philly fan, do you want the beard back?
Hell no.
Philly fan, Are you worse off without the beard?
Oh, no.
Philly fan, are you confused why you yourself was booing that dude last night?
Oh, no.
And finally, Philly fan, do you think that one day you and the beard will patch things up?
Oh, no.
There you go. There you go, beard. Hope that helps. The only person in that building more confused than James Harden was Kelly Oubre. Like, when he takes it to the rack, why can't he get a call? We can get into this later, but for now, while Harden was dishing out dimes all game, Kelly Oubre was dishing out bitch bombs to all the refs at the end of the game. You can't hear it in the broadcast, which I do not understand, unless the NBA went in and killed and ripped all the audio, which I would not put it by them. I guarantee ears could hear it. But why can't the rest of us? He's all ears. All damn day. All ears. Every day. No days off. All ears. For some reason, we don't have audio. But you can see it clear as day. And you don't have to take a master class in lip reading to see what Oubre was saying. He's just pointing at the ref show, pointing at them all, and saying, "You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. Your mom's a bitch." Like, he's handing out cars like Oprah. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. Oubre's like, "You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. Your mom's a bitch." If I had known, I would have went more. Remember, pick less or more. I would have picked more than 3.5 bitch bombs for Kelly on Prize Picks. I mean, come on. How do we not have sound to this? We can get that crazy scream from that one Grand Canyon fan. You can pick that up.
Well, it starts with the great hands.
But we can't get Kelly eloquently telling the refs that his mom is a bitch. I mean, some of the best sound anywhere. Some of the best sound of the year, of any year. Mics everywhere, and they can't pick that up. Come on. You a bitch, NBA, for not giving us what we want. Speaking of that, I do appreciate you, Harden, getting more than 8.5 assists. No one's booing that. No bitch bombs there. That looked like a big number, but James got that easily, and we cashed that in.
I expected it.
Good. Love to see it. We did get that.
Love to see it.
There was actually an account online that said he even went as far as to say, "Your grandma a bitch." It's kind of harsh. Drag grandma into this. Oubre, can you imagine what the fine is going to be for that guy? I mean, and what do you do if your ears? When you lay the fine, when you smash this guy with the fine, is it pure bit or per bitch? Or is it the lump bitches all lumped together? Do you break it down a la carte? Or do you hit him for one lump sum? And then what would that be worth? I mean, is that a $50,000 fine? Is that a $50 million fine? Is that for life, for life, for life?
For life. Life.
I mean, I hate to use that language on terrestrial radio, but that was incredible. This guy, and by the way, he was right.
Your little fanboy.
They admitted after the game they got the call wrong. They admitted to a pool reporter that they got the call wrong. This is why he said after contact, "You a bitch, you're a bitch, you're a bitch, you're a bitch. Your grandma's a bitch, your uncle's a bitch, you're a bitch, all of you." But no sound. They have sound of everything. You want a conspiracy theory? My conspiracy theory is the NBA ripped that sound, erased that sound, made that sound go away. They didn't want that out there. They disappeared that sound. Why? Why would you take one of the best things that happened all year and disappear it? Makes me want to disappear myself. Come on, man. Come on, ears. Are you hiding all that sound in your lobes? Come on. What? That sound went in those ears and never came back out? Are those ears a giant sound black hole where no sound can escape? Come on. Give us what we want. 1-800-63. Very, very disappointed in you, ears. How come you're not taking care of your league? 1-800-636-8686. And honestly, James Harden, dude, seriously, you're that confused why they're booing you? And even went as far as to say that the fans there don't know why they're booing you?
I don't even know why they're booing. I don't think.
Dude, it's got to be incredible to live in a world where you're that oblivious. Unless you're just trolling and lying. But if you really do believe that, dude, I wish I were you. And not for your step back, Jay. Not for that incredible beard. Not for those horrible shoes back in the day. I just want to live in a world where I'm that oblivious. Where nothing would bother me. I don't know why they're booing me. What did I ever do to them? Now that's a dude I want to be. Or at least I want to have that mindset. All right, some other things. Hey, Seattle. I've got an update, Seattle. Hey, Seattle.
Hey, Seattle.
It's not the update you think.
We got Hey, Seattle.
Hey, Seattle, I do have an update. Hey, Big Head, get ready. Top of hour number three is your spot, Big Head. Back into the Sweet 16. Got thoughts on, you got the Big Head, and then you got Big Mike McCarthy. Talk about another dude who's totally oblivious. Totally oblivious. See, I did it again. Got the legend that is Sean Casey, because it's opening day. Top of hour two. If you want to beef, it's at 10:40. Make a note of that. Middle of hour number two. Big Head Bets. Top of hour number three, Houston Cougars head basketball coach Kelvin Sampson, also in hour number three. And a Jim Rome podcast after the program. And a Prize Picks reminder right now. Alvy, get yourself together. You're on one. Alvy's on a Prize Pick heater. We're not doing it this segment, but he's thinking about it for next hour. Prize Picks, are you ready to take your game to the next level? Introducing Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. With over 3 million active members, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'll say it again. I never was into daily fantasy sports because, frankly, I didn't think I would do well. I didn't want to mix it up with the Sharks and those hardcore leagues. That's not what this is. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and then watch the winnings roll in. You can win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. 4. Turn 10 into 1,000 bucks with pro basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries right now. It is simple to play. Make your picks, submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app right now. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to 100 bucks. Code ROME, R-O-M-E, on Prize Picks. Download the app. Use my code. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. And remember, Alvy will be back next hour. He is on a streak. We look to keep it going with Prize Picks.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I'm going to tell you something really lame. Really lame. This is the very definition of lame. We try to do something nice, and we try to help you, and then you turn it around and try to catch us in, quote, a lie. And just immediately reach for the negative. Look at this guy. So I mentioned that Alvy comes in, makes a correct selection on Prize Picks, and we get paid. And he's on one. And it's fun. It's fun. But here comes Mr. Buzzkill. I'd reference him by name, except he signed it anonymous. Because, of course, he did. This is what Mr. Anonymous sends us right off the open. I'm going to read this as it's written. No, he isn't. He lost on Holmes over 5 rebounds. No heater for him. Can you please clarify this for us? Signed, Anonymous. Gladly, Anonymous. I would love to clarify that for you. Let me clarify one thing first. Your attitude's horrible. Your attitude sucks. If you're confused, just say, hey, Rome, I don't understand this part of it. But don't come up in here like somehow we misled you or we weren't telling the truth and we're beating our chests over something that we didn't do. Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, he actually is on a heater. What happened was Holmes got hurt in the first quarter, so Prize Picks rebooted. They rebooted it, meaning he was taken out of the entry, and it reverted from a 3-pick to a 2-pick. So no, we didn't lose. That's actually a good thing they do. Damn, apology accepted. Like, for instance, they did it for Draymond Green. He got ejected last night, so they did it for him too. It's a good thing. It's a positive aspect to it. Man, stop running up in here and trying to find fault with what we're doing and trying to catch us in something. Man, don't you have anything better to do? Again, if you want to say, hey, Rome, I'm a little confused. I don't really understand. Try and help me with that. But that's not what you did, Anonymous. You came up here with a bad attitude and tried to say, no, Rome, you're wrong. Albie's wrong. You're not on a heater. What about Holmes? No, what about you, Anonymous? What about that bad attitude you have, man? You gonna go through life miserable all the time? Quote, no, he isn't. He lost on Holmes. Over 5 rebounds, no heater for him. Can you please clarify this for us? Hopefully that's clarified for you, Anonymous. Freaking no soup for you, dude. In fact, I know the apology is not coming when somebody anonymous comes in with a bad attitude like that, but I do not accept the apology. It's not coming. So no, you're wrong. We're right. Albie is on a heater. Hope that helps, Anonymous. Non-existent apology not accepted from non-existent human being. Anonymous. Come on. Albie's on one and he will be back for more. Hey, Jim. James Harden is a first ballot bag Hall of Famer. Elite all-time bag. Start making the bust right now. Do you need clarification on that? Jamie in Green Bay is already responding to Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous. My advice to you? Shut up. Signed, Jim Calhoun.
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, Jim, besides Harden being one of the most overrated and spoiled players in the history of the NBA who will never win a championship, he's also just not very smart. He sucks. Best regards, BZ and Milton. Sky writes, dear Fat Suit. Even I think your behavior is selfish. Regards, Draymond getting ejected again. You know, I might be the last one on Earth who's defended that guy.
Always expect the unexpected.
Did you see how beside himself Steph was last night? How exasperated Steph was last night? That just moments into a key game, Draymond again gets ejected? You know, again, is not available when they need him badly. a night after choking somebody else? My man. I so badly want to defend you, but I can't. It's kind of like where I went with Aaron Rodgers the other day. My man, I so badly want to defend you, but I can't. Draymond, what about that time that you spent working on yourself? What about that time that you were away from the game and the team and you did that deep work and you came back with a new perspective and you felt changed and you understood where you had hurt yourself and your team? What about all those things? My dude, you're looking at a play-in situation. Luckily, they stepped up last night. You can't. I mean, are you still putting your team in that position? How do you do that? Tan Man, good work by the NCAA having Iowa State, Illinois tip off at 9:09 CT tonight. Nothing like having two Midwest teams tip off roughly an hour before most of us go to bed, let alone people on the East Coast. I feel like I'm circumcising a mosquito here, but in the words of the mumbler, I mean, damn.
I mean, damn.
TJ in Iowa, yo, dude, they don't care about what time you go to bed. They don't care how you're going to feel in the morning. They care about money. They care about ratings. They care about eyeballs. I've said this a million times since I've done this job. I have never ever understood East Coast sports fans and how you consume content. I have never understood games that start at 9 p.m. I don't know how y'all live like that. I've never understood that, being somebody on the West Coast. TJ in Iowa sent that. We're Illinois, ML, and Clemson, ML, tonight. You gimmicky little bitch, TJ. I did that whole thing yesterday. Unwar feeling like cereal ass tomorrow, being on 4 to 5 hours of sleep. My dude, that is incredible. One night, you have to get by on 4 to 5 hours sleep. Dude, I think I've gotten by on 4 to 5 hours sleep for 30 years running. I'm not proud of it, and I'm not saying that it's okay, and I'm not saying I'm one of those people that are genetically predisposed and I don't need the sleep. Believe me, I need more than 4 to 5 hours a night, but that's all I get. Now, you might say to me, fix it. Go to bed earlier. Fair. Fair. But, dude, you really are going to come in like that on one night of doing that? So you get 7 to 8 every single night? Man, respect. Dude, I wish I were you. I'm envious. I'm jealous. Trust me, my brother, you'll be fine. You can survive one night on 4 to 5 hours. If I've survived 30 years on 4 to 5 hours, you can survive one night. I promise. I guarantee it. All right. Anybody else want to criticize Alvin inaccurately, unfairly? And again, it's the tone. It's the assumption that we're trying to pull a fast one on you. We're trying to get over it. Exactly. Get that bleep out of here. Exactly. It's the tone that I object to. It's okay if you don't understand Prize Picks and how it works and you're learning. But don't be running up in here just looking to cause trouble and start a fight. Especially when we got you paid. You're welcome. Non-apology, not accepted. You are welcome. All right, when we return, hopefully a better attitude from some of you. 1-800. You save your bad attitude for the beef segment. I'll allow it there. That's coming up at 1040. 1-800-636-8686. Busy Thursday. Let's get you a sports update. Here you go.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so let me set this up for you really quickly. What's your beef? 1 hour from right now. Less than 1 hour from right now. So start dialing right now. You can beef about anything you want. You know this. You know how that game is played. It's great. Every single week. Beef about anything you want. 1-800-636-8686. Just don't sign your beef anonymous. Don't sign anything anonymous. Put your name to it. That's coming up next hour. Top of the hour, or about 13 minutes from right now, the legend, Sean Casey. It's a jungle tradition. Every opening day, we get Sean Casey on. So, Sean Casey, what's your beef? James Kelly will pick today's games. Big Head Betts, top of hour number three. Houston Cougars on to the Sweet 16 yet again. Kelvin Sampson is their head coach. He joins me at 11:20. So you want to call right now or hit me up on the X platform. Let me take a few moments and talk about Big Mike McCarthy. Now, there is plenty to say about Big Mike. I've said plenty about Big Mike. But here's one thing that nobody has ever said about Big Mike. Nobody has ever said they feel badly for Big Mike. Because why would anybody ever feel badly for that dude? He has an amazing job. It pays incredibly well. He doesn't really do incredibly well at that job. In fact, he doesn't do well at all, if you ask me. So I appreciate that Big Mike told the Dallas Morning News yesterday, quote, "Don't feel bad for me. I'm in a great spot," end of quote. I can appreciate that. I just did not need to hear that. Nobody did, because nobody does. And no, you're not. You follow me on that? Like, thanks for looking out, big dude. But just know this. Nobody feels badly for you. You don't need to say, hey, don't feel badly for me. Nobody does already. I mean, where does that even come from? Nobody feels badly for you. And at the same time, nobody thinks you're in a great spot either. So what are we talking about? What are we doing here? You actually are in a bad spot, Big Mike. Nobody feels badly for you, and you're in a brutal spot. Should I remind you that you are a lame duck head coach? Bad spot. Lame duck. And no, I'm not talking about a Thai food dish. I'm talking about your contract and the fact that it's up after this season. Basically, Big Mike, you're on the clock. And you need to show dramatic improvements from last season.
The clock.
Except that Jarrah did not make dramatic improvements to the roster. In fact, he barely made any improvements to that roster, despite promising everybody that he would be all in. Jarrah still expects much better results, although he gave you nothing more to work with, because Jarrah is all in. It's just that nobody knows what the hell that means. Usually, all in means all in. Usually, it's not hard to decipher. Usually, it's not hard to tell when somebody or something is all in. But in the case of Jarrah, nobody would be able to tell he's all in if he didn't announce that he was all in. If you based it purely on his actions, you'd have no idea that he was all in. If you based it purely on his actions, you'd think he didn't give a damn. If you based it purely on his actions, you'd think that he thought, what does it matter? I'm getting paid anyway. I print money here. If you based it on his actions, you think that he gave up and was just waiting to die. Which is the opposite of all in. So, Jarrah is doing all the same Jarrah things, but Big Mike is expected to deliver a different result. Even though he just got his ass handed to him in Jarrah's house by a first-time playoff quarterback. You see, Mike, that's why you're clearly not in a great spot. You're actually in a pretty crappy spot. But to be clear about this, nobody feels badly about it. Nobody feels badly for you, not even Cowboy fan. Hell, Cowboy fan loves that you're in a terrible spot because Cowboy fan can't wait for you to get run out of town. Which is why Big Mike telling us, quote, "Don't feel bad for me, I'm in a great spot," is hilarious. It's like one of the most easily debunkable quotes ever. Quote, "Don't feel bad for me, I'm in a great spot." Yeah, well, nobody does. And no, you are not. Boom! Now you're done. One of the most debunkable and dunkable quotes ever.
Now I'm done.
And I just debunked and dunked all over you, Big Mike. And I'm hanging from the rim like Shaq after he dunked on Chris Dudley and then pushed him into the first row 25 years ago today. Saw that on X this morning. And I didn't do it because I feel badly for you. I don't. And I didn't do it because you're in a great spot, because you're not. What kind of statement is that? Hey, don't feel bad for me. Don't feel bad for me. I'm in a great spot. We don't. And no, you're not. And where did you get the idea in that thick skull of yours that anybody anywhere felt badly for you? Not related to you. Where does anybody anywhere who doesn't have the last name McCarthy feel badly for you? Nowhere, that's where. And who thinks you're in a great spot besides you? Nobody, that's who. Let's get back to good vibes. The mayor, Sean Casey, joins me when we come back. You're also on the clock for the beef segment. Start dialing 1-800-636-8686. What is your beef? Stay tuned. Second hour coming up.